Well, I'm with Toby Booth. And Toby, commiserations today. Obviously very frustrating to be 19-10 up at one stage and then go down by a point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, we didn't have enough control in the game, really. And, you know, we invited a bit of pressure onto ourselves. And, you know, that Edinburgh managed to squeeze home. And, you know, I think that because they managed to control the halfway line to a better extent than we did, you know, they were probably just about good enough for it.
As you mentioned in the written press conference, they came and did pretty much, as you said, what they have on the tin, so as to speak. And it is a tough team to play. They're good, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, with ball in hand, they're very dangerous. You know, a lot of runners around the ruck area. You know, they buy up a lot of good front foot yardage there. And, you know, that makes people, you know, nervous. You then squeeze in to defend it, and then they've got people like Tim Visser, you know, on the edge and co to exploit that. You know, it's the Heineken Cup, it's full of good sides, and that's why you need to make sure that you're very clinical and you don't make too many unforced errors. And, you know, we were probably guilty of making a few too many this week.
And obviously you mentioned people like Tim Visser with their kind of incisive play. Obviously the guys out there did their best today, but you're lacking the likes of Thagger Takabau and many other potent finishers and expansive attacking players, aren't you?
When you're in the best competition, you want your best players. You know, you want your best players every week. But, you know, and I think that, you know, the element of having those few bits and pieces are really important. So, yeah, of course. But that's no excuses. You know, we had opportunities out there, and, you know, we're a good squad, even though we're a young squad. And you know, we need to control the environment that we're playing in slightly better than we did today.
Do we hope to see some of those players that are out at the moment? It's the Halua-Fears, I don't know, just obviously he's banned, but some of the guys that aren't banned that are injured, might we see any of them back soon?
Well, Topsy should be back next week. I would imagine that's, there's a couple that may, you know, touch and go, may make it, but on the whole, we've got what we've got at the moment.
Obviously, Shontayne Harpe was yellow carded late on in the game today, and the one or two nasty incidents surrounding him, not all his own fault by any means. Does that frustrate you a little bit, that sort of perceived indiscipline?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's a full-on retaliation, of course, emotional control is massively part of it. But, you know, as I said in there, the arena's tough to compete in, and, you know, you're at the realms of the officials. They see what they see. Sign officers see what they see. And ultimately, they make the calls as they see fit. I'd like to look at the things that we can control. And what we can control is, you know, when we've got the football. And we need to have a look at how much control we gave away.
Rare for Tommy Homer to miss a kick at goal. 5 from 5, 90% stats, as we know, this season. As you touched on earlier, you can't expect a kid to have to have all the weight of expectation on his shoulders to win a game like that.
Well, of course not. But if you look at last week, we wouldn't have had a draw without Tommy Homer away at Leicester.